And good morning. Welcome back. We're going to talk B-29 Super Fortress right now. We have Tony Mazzolini and TJ Norman with us, and they're with the project, the B-29 called DOC.
That's correct.
Good morning. Welcome
morning.
To
welcome
to
Oshkosh. Thank you for having us.
All right. Have you guys been here before?
We were here last year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
So you're familiar with the grounds and everything here?
Yes, we are.
Have you already picked out the spot where DOC's going to park?
Yes, we have our eye on it.
Those of you who are not familiar with the project, DOC is a B-29 Super Fortress. And as you know right now, Fifi from the Commemorative Air Force is out there flying. But very soon, DOC is going to join Fifi. And we may get to see two B-29s fly together for the first time since Korea, probably.
Yeah.
Tony, you were instrumental in obtaining the airplane. What was that process like to try and bring it out of the desert?
Oh, God. Let me start by saying be careful what you wish for because it may come true, and it eventually did. It was a labor of love and a very difficult road to pursue, many obstacles, of course, but finally did eventually acquire the airplane. But I have so many people to thank for on the way to acquiring this and getting it to the point where it is today. There's so many volunteers that helped, starting right from the desert area, the people from Ridgecrest and Inyokern who helped me get it out of there and start some restoration work. But we couldn't complete it, so we eventually had to get to a place that had more resources to complete this project. And that was the place where DOC was born, and that was Wichita, Kansas.
Sure. How did you, I mean, you said be careful what you wish for, but how did you come up with the wish for a B-29?
I guess it all started, and it's a very long and detailed story, but it all started with an office visit some 30 years ago, which wound up changing my course in life with regard to aviation interest. Of course, I was in the Air Force, but and had a love affair with airplanes. But this friend of mine was a close associate with Tennessee Ernie Ford, and Tennessee Ernie Ford and I and him got together, and he told me what he did while he was in the Air Force, and that triggered a thought for me, and I says, geez, I want to make a contribution if I can to, at that time, the CAF, and try to bring another B-29 into play. And started a worldwide search for a few years, and finally located this. And the process took 11 years. And I will thank so much for the United States Navy for working with me on a very, very difficult administrative project.
Sure. And a lot of folks don't know Tennessee Henry Ford flew in B-29s.
Yes, he did.
In World War II.
Correct? Yes, that's correct.
And has sort of, most people know him as a country music star, but didn't know that background for him. So he's been associated, as you said, the Confederate Air Force at the time, CAF
that's
now,
correct.
Or Commemorative Air Force, so with the B-29 project. And also, I don't know if folks know this or not, but, you know, after Korea, the Air Force got rid of all the B-29s, right? But they gave some to the Navy.
Yes, they did. The Navy at that time was looking for, I think, at least 25 of them for ballistic testing purposes out at China Lake Naval Weapons Center. And I had heard that the Air Force wanted to get rid of them at that time. And so I believe the number that I heard was over 200 of them flew into China Lake Naval Weapons Center. And they were systematically destroyed because the mission of that particular Navy base was to develop ordnance for all of the branches of service, and that's where the Walleye missile and so on was developed. But they needed live targets to test them on. DOC happened to be used on several targets, four, I understand, and fortunately, they kept missing it. and so I am grateful for that. And I'm also, and so it sat out in the desert for 42 years. And then I've got wind of it and started the process.
Great. What was the hardest part of the whole process of getting it out of the desert? What was the one thing that was the biggest obstacle?
Well, there were so many. But the most, I guess the latest one was the environmental issues that had to do with the desert tortoises. We had to do a study that made sure that we would not disrupt the natural terrain of the desert and certainly the desert tortoise habitat. So we had to, through a long and extensive process, figure a route that we could take this airplane off of that base and get it to the next town's airport. We certainly couldn't fly it. And so this route included going over not only the government property and down some active runways while jets were buzzing over our head. And we had to take out many feet of railroad track. And then over a dry riverbed, which they wouldn't let us bulldoze in, so we had to, a railroad company in Trona, California, came because they heard of our plight and donated 800 railroad ties, and we built three bridges to get across this dry riverbed. And then the state, probably the only B-29 that traveled on Route 395 for a while, and finally got it to the next town's airport.
Okay. That, I wouldn't have figured that tortoises would have been a part of this entire equation.
Oh, yes. That was only one of many.
We're talking with Tony Mazzolini and T.J. Norman. They're with their Friends of Doc, the B-29, that's getting very close to being airworthy. T.J., how did you get involved in this project?
I started about 10 years ago. We was in the hangar at Wichita, and Boeing needed the hangar back, so we needed to get the airplane put together real quick. I was an employee of Boeing at the time, okay. So they brought me over as a manager, gave me 10 people, and said, get this thing put back together. And basically, we got it on its wheels, got the wings in, got it rolled out of the hangar, and so they could use the hangar again. And just fell in love with it, and this man ever since.
Okay. So and what kind of capacity do you have as a volunteer? Are you working on the airplane?
Yes, I'm the project manager. Okay. I also work on the airplane as much as I can. We're getting real close. It's looking great.
Good. TJ is the go-to man for all of the disciplines on the airplane and directs the volunteers. We are so thankful to have the talented volunteers that we have, and so thankful to Boeing and Spirit Aerosystems for their help. And we've accomplished a lot. It's at a point where, you know, I wanted to make sure my life's runway is running shorter, and I wanted to make sure that I put it in the right hands, and I've done that, and that's called Doc Friends, which is a nonprofit organization. And it's a group of business leaders in Wichita that picked up the mission and commitment to finish off this airplane. And it is our desire to tour this around the country as a flying museum and in remembrance of what we have accomplished in aviation in this country, and especially during that time frame of the Second War in Korea.
Right. And how many volunteers do you have that are currently working on the project?
We have about 100 volunteers total. We have a really good core of about 30 that come in all the time, ranging anywhere from we have some young airmen to one that's 95 years old. So quite a wide range of folks.
Sure.
We have also one person who actually worked on the assembly line and helped put Doc together. And that's our Rosie the Riveter, Connie, and you'd like to, might want to go over and talk to her at the tent. She's a very interesting lady and just as energetic as she was when she was 18.
Wow. That is amazing that she helped build this particular airplane.
Yes,
is still
yes.
involved today.
Yes.
And she can point out every rivet she put into.
And make sure that they're
Absolutely.
Where they should be.
Yep.
And keep an eye on you and your crew as you're putting the rivets back in as well.
She watches us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Are you getting a lot of support from Boeing retirees or current Boeing employees?
We're getting a lot of support from Spirit, from Boeing, from the United States Air Force. We have a lot of those guys who've gotten interested in it. And so they've been coming over on their lunch hours and helping us weekends. We're at the point now where we're putting in fuel cells.
Okay.
We've got all the engines on, propellers for getting fuel cells in. We hope for first flight in a couple of months.
All right. Okay. Which engines do you have on the airplane?
We're using the 3350 hybrid engine.
Okay, the hybrid.
Same engine that Phoebe has.
Good, good. And as we're just about out of time, but you're here this week and raising awareness of DOC. And, of course, I'm sure you would take some contributions if
absolutely.
to help get DOC
we
back.
We sure would appreciate that.
Yeah. Where are you located?
We're down on Warbird Alley.
Okay. Yeah. Great. And you said it's a nonprofit foundation, so it's tax deductible.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Good. Good. But how much more do you need, first of all, in work and also in finances to help get the project off the ground, literally?
We figured close to $750,000 to get through flight test and into certification.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're hoping, as you said, you're hoping to fly in probably a couple of months?
Yeah, I hope late October, early November.
Okay. And I'm sure we'll be seeing that in the aviation trades.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. So any last comments about this Tony, this entire process that you've been going through to bring this airplane to life?
It's always been a dream of mine, and this dream now is becoming a reality. And I just can't thank all of the volunteers up to this point who have helped make this possible.
Great. Tony Mazzolini and T.J. Norman, they're here. They're friends of DOC. And if you'd like to find out more about their project, they're in Warbird Alley. Go down and see them down at the north end of the field. And hopefully, gentlemen, you'll be back here next year with the second flying B-29 and bring it here to Oshkosh for everyone to enjoy your fruits of your labor.
Thank you for this opportunity.
No problem. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
You have yourself a great week here at Oshkosh, and that's going to wrap things up from the stand. Tomorrow, we're going to welcome Warbird pilot Debbie King. She will be here with the B-24. Also talk Red Bull Air Races with Mike Gulliam and learn more about the restoration of a one-of-a-kind Lockheed 17 that is on display here at Oshkosh. And that's tomorrow on our show. Thanks again to the Commemorative Air Force for their support. I'm Steve Buss. We'll talk again tomorrow at 10, live from the stand on EAA Radio.